with the story, behind the story, behind the recipe. It's time now to talk with Heather Atwood once again. And Heather, hello.
Hi, Rick.
How are you doing on this lovely spring day? It's cold, but it's springish, so all the flowers are blooming. You got to be happy.
I know, but I have to confess, I have not seen much of the flowers or the outside this week because I've been very busy at my computer.
I see.
So when I'm at the end of the day, I'll finally look up and see those flowers. I'm
okay. Well, I got to tell you, as a follow-up to last week, I did look up the Ohala Farms history and so on, because I just had to find out what you were talking about. I did take a look. In fact, I stole a picture you have of the fruit soup, I think it was.
Yeah.
And you really messed me up with fruit soup. That just didn't, it, to me, that's an oxymoron, but I guess it works.
Well, it's in Scandinavia, it is not. They love their fruit soup, that's for sure.
Okay. All right, Heather, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, as I said, I have been at my desk all week long working on a book proposal. And I'm not really going to talk about this book, but I will say that the book involves fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have so much fishing on my mind, I thought I would just talk about that a little bit.
And okay.
It's a big subject, right?
Well, yeah, especially in these parts. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think one of the things about fishing right now is that nobody understands it. And I will say I have actually tried to write about the fishing industry in the Gloucester Times, and I got in so much trouble. Everybody was mad at me from every direction. And finally, this guy from the Division of Marine Fisheries said, you know, nobody understands the fishing industry right now. So this much is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to try to simplify things for people because I think people are concerned about purchasing fish. They hear all these stories about there are no fish in the sea left. You know, the fish are farmed fish are a problem. There are some fish we're supposed to be buying. We're supposed to be buying bycatch and sustainable fish and underutilized species, and we don't know what they are. So it's pretty complicated, right? I mean, it's worse than the healthcare system. It's so complicated.
Okay. Yeah.
So what I want to say to people is stop thinking too hard about any of it. What you should do, the absolute best thing to be doing for the environment, for your local economy, for your local fishermen, and for yourself, is to buy fish from your local fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds easy, and it actually is pretty easy. Although most people are going to be thinking, I don't know any local fishermen.
Right.
And that's probably true, right? So because there are very few of them out there, but they are out there. And the program to get associated with is called Cape Ann Fresh Catch. That is what's called a community-supported fishery. So just like there is something called community-supported agriculture. Have you ever heard of that, CSAs?
I think so.
Okay, so in a CSA, there are a number of farms on the North Shore. There are a number of farms all over the world, all over the country, and they run these programs where at the beginning of the season, you write them a great big fat check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I have heard of it, yep.
And then for the rest of it, and so the farmer gets their money up front, so that's helpful to them, particularly at the beginning of the season, and then you simply collect your box of vegetables or produce every week from that farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And you get what that farmer's growing. You don't necessarily get to say, although sometimes you can, you know, I just want broccoli or I just want peppers. So you get your box or your crate or your basket of produce from that farmer every week. And most people really enjoy it because the produce, first of all, the quality of the produce is just amazing. It's so much fresher than anything in the grocery store, right? Well, the exact same thing applies to fish. The exact same thing in this community-supported fishery.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for the fish up front, and for 6 weeks in a row, and the 6 weeks just keep rolling over. You can keep re-signing up. You pick up the fish every week that a local fisherman has caught. So, I cannot emphasize how great the quality of this fish is. It is so fresh. I was writing today that I feel as if freshness should actually be an ingredient that fish has or does not have, because it's such a powerful piece of fish. you know, not fresh fish is terrible, and fresh fish is just like unlike nothing else.
Right. I agree to that.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is these small local boats are, in fact, catching what other boats call bycatch or underutilized species. These are the fish that have supported New England for generations, but for some reason they've gone out of fashion, and all anyone thinks about anymore is cod and haddock and swordfish and tuna. But these fish that these fishermen are catching are out there. They're out there in big numbers. But one of the big problems is the fishermen don't get a good enough price for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're just, you know, if nobody wants to pay a decent price for these fish, the fishermen say, why? I can't fish for them. I just have to throw them away. But if we pay these guys a decent wage, they will be fishing those fish and not the cod and the swordfish and the halibut.
Mm-hmm.
And so it puts less stress on the oceans.
Well,
and here's another piece about wages. I'm just going to add this one little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If we pay our local fishermen a really good wage for those fish, if they can maintain their small to mid-sized boats with fair wage, they don't have to overfish. They can make a living without overfishing.
Okay, well,
again, less stress.
This is good, and this is a change in the conversation, as Chief Campanella would say. In that, yeah, in that, you're right. It's the white fish that we're familiar with, and the fish that are being touted now, as they're being called underutilized, were at one time, we used to call them junk fish, and, you know, we use them for bait. We use them for bait and lobster traps and so on. However, I know that Mayor Safatia Romeo Taken in Gloucester has been to the Seafood Expo, I think it was in Boston, and she has touted redfish, for example. I know you talked about some of the other stuff as well, and that it is good food on the table with recipes and so on. So this is changing the conversation away from the most familiar fish that the great unwashed like myself know about.
Yeah, no, and I really can't emphasize enough how delicious these fish are. I had dabs a couple of weeks ago in my share, and dabs are a little fish. You probably know them, right?
No, not dabs. No, no, no.
Well, they're small. All these fish are filleted, by the way. You have a choice. You can get it whole, but most of us really don't want to deal with that. So these were these little fillets. I thought, oh, what am I going to do with so many of these little fish? I don't want to sort of pan fry each single one. So all I did was I took a glass baking dish, and I layered these fish almost like a lasagna. And I brushed each layer with a mixture of melted butter, a little mustard, some lemon juice, and some Worcestershire sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this melted butter mixture, brushed each layer with that, put some breadcrumbs down, and then put a second layer of these dabs on top. And then I think I even had enough for a third layer.
Mm.
So this melted butter, mustard, Worcestershire, and lemon, and then some breadcrumbs, and then the whole thing on breadcrumbs on top with some more melted butter. And I cannot tell you how delicious this was. It
That's
was
funny.
So delicate and light, and it was just a delicious dinner.
Mm.
And it was the quality of the fish was what that was all about, you know?
All right, now I'm going to ask a leading question, a loaded question here, because you mentioned that this is a new way of looking at things, and it's a new idea in supporting the fishing industry in the area. So I'm guessing you don't have that kind of recipe in your cookbook in Cod We Trust.
Well, I have some dogfish recipes.
Dogfish. All right.
Yeah, I have dogfish. I did try to include these, quote, underutilized species. I have a skate recipe.
Hmm.
That skate recipe is amazing. It has a bacon relish on top. It's served over browned cauliflower, and the fillets are just sort of toasted in some butter, served on top of the cauliflower, and then there's a bacon relish, which is absolutely delicious.
Hmm.
You could put that on anything, but that goes over the skate. So that is one of these species. I think I have a hake recipe in there. Hake is a great fish to be another one of these, you know, local catches that are just so delicious and easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's there's a flounder. It's called Flounder Beautiful, which is a beautiful recipe literally, and you can make that with any of these white fish that you would get in
right.
Japan fresh.
Okay, you finally said a fish that I've had. All right, good. So flounder I'm familiar with in terms of being on the table. But Heather, I got to tell you, I went to Cape Ann Fresh Catch. I tried to get to the website. It is not working. But if you go to farmfresh.org, one word, farmfresh.org, the Cape Ann Fresh Catch is right there. And it is run by the Gloucester Fishermen's Wives Association. And you cannot get a better or more important endorsement than that.
Right, that's true. Now, how do you ever find farmfresh.org? I don't know. But this is why I know for a fact that their site is down, because I called them before mm-hmm. we went on the radio today, and I said, look, you got to do something about your site, because they didn't have any prices up. So I think it's down right now because they're setting it up.
Okay, but nevertheless, you can find out all the information you need to about where to get into the Farm Fresh, or at least in the Fresh Catch, you can get into that, and all the information is on farmfresh.org. It's right at the top. So you can get everything that Heather is talking to the audience now, is available on farmfresh.org until Cape Ann Fresh Catch comes back up online.
Yeah, and that should be pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm sure they're aware of that. So.
Fascinating. I'm telling you, Heather, this is it's a whole new ballgame, and it's terrific because it is such a confusing thing. I know that when we go shopping for fish, and I'm very particular, I'm strictly with the whitefish palette, and I get instructions when I go to the supermarket, for example, is that if it's not wild, I don't buy it. I'm not allowed to buy it, so I have to buy the wild fish. And of course, this is what we're talking about. Cape Ann Fresh Catch comes right out there a few miles offshore.
Exactly. And another thing about this fish is some people don't want to eat, or they just get too busy to eat fish every week, or they pick up their share and it's a busy night, or they're going out. It freezes so well.
Oh.
That's the other thing, because it's so fresh, I think. And I will say that I've had nothing but very beautiful white fish this season. So and they also offer scallops, beautiful scallops, mm-hmm. local scallops. So that's on the site right now, too.
Tremendous. Heather, this is unbelievable. It's great. Do you have anything else about this topic? Because then we gotta talk about your present cookbook, and then your website as well.
Sure. Well, I just want to emphasize that when you think about fish now, really keep it simple. Don't get all caught up in, oh my gosh, should it be, that fish from China? Don't buy fish from China. I will tell you that. just remember that the most important thing to do is to support a local fisherman, the exact same way you think about supporting your local farmer. It's the exact same set of values that apply. And it's the same quality in your food.
Well, so, that keeps it simple. Keeps it simple for me. I can handle that. Very good. Now, also, before we get to your cookbook and so on, you have an event coming up, do you not? Is that still in the future?
That is. I think it's almost sold out. That's at the 1MT Room next Thursday evening, and it really should be a lot of fun. It's with Chef, the former chef of Trist in Beverly, Peter Capalbo, and it is a sort of celebrating my cookbook and a whole bunch of seafood recipes in it. And it's going to be a casual night with, people standing around, watching cooking happening, eating, drinking wine. It should be really fun.
This is a whole pick-me-up. I love it, man. If you had a tough week, just listen to Heather and she picks you right. That's awesome. And the website, Food for Thought?
Yeah, Food for Thought, heatheratwood.com. And as I said, there's nothing new up there this week because I've been so busy trying to work on my book proposal, which I will talk about at some point.
Mm-hmm.
There's some exciting stuff there.
Excellent.
But I will get some new stories up there soon.
Well, don't sell yourself short. There's so much information on there that I don't think that anybody could possibly go through all of it on one sitting. So go back time and time again and check out Food for Thought. And by all means, check in on Heather's cookbook. Once again, the whole title of it, Heather?
In Cause We Trust, From Sea to Shore, the Celebrated Cuisine of Coastal Massachusetts.
And I got to tell you, she's got all the stories in there along with the recipes. And once again, with the story behind the recipe, it's Heather Atwood.